That guy was really funny. He was listening to music and dancing down the street to his own beat.
Yeah, he really stands out when he's walking differently than everyone else. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Do you like to dance around when you're listening to music? It's fun and people around you will notice that you're acting differently, right? You know what? You're supposed to act differently if you're a Christian. Most people just do whatever they think is best, but if you follow God's ways, you'll be acting a lot different from them. And that might mean not cheating on a test or being kind to someone no one else likes, even if you get made fun of for it. Colossians 3:2 says, "Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth." My story today is called A Different Beat. "Look at that guy, Mom," Raylan said as she and her mother waited at a red traffic light. "He's practically dancing down the street instead of walking. He looks funny with his head bobbing back and forth like that." "I think he's listening to music," Mom said. "See his earbuds?" "Yeah," said Raylan. "He's walking to the beat of the music he's hearing, isn't he?" "That's how it looks to me." Mom smiled as she watched the man bob in place while he waited for the crosswalk light to turn. "You know, that man reminds me of us as Christians." Raylan gave her mother a little grin. "Are you saying we look like that when we sing worship songs in church?" Mom chuckled. "I was thinking about our walk with Jesus in this world," she explained. "Jesus tells us in the Bible that following him as our Lord and Savior will cause us to be out of sync with the rest of the world. As we listen to him and remember that he's changed us and given us eternal life, we walk to a different beat. When we follow his ways, instead of going along with what everyone else is doing, we might look pretty strange to others." "That's true," said Raylan. "Sometimes kids at school laugh at me when I refuse to cheat on my homework or try to be kind to other kids they don't like." "People at work often think I'm strange too," said Mom. "Jesus says his kingdom isn't of this world, which means his ways are very different from what we might see around us. The world tells us to follow our own desires and do whatever makes us feel good, but God says to follow and obey him. And who loves you the most, God or the world?" "God!" Raylan exclaimed. "Yes," said Mom. The light turned green and she drove forward. "God loves us so much that Jesus died to save us, so we can trust that his ways are best." "Yeah." Raylan turned to take one last look at the man dancing on the sidewalk before he was out of sight. "I want to walk to Jesus' beat and not worry about what other people think of me." So how about you? Are you walking to a different beat than the rest of the world? Do others laugh at you or think you're strange because you follow Jesus? The way he calls us to live is often very different from how society or other people say we should live. Instead of living to please ourselves, Jesus tells us to live a life of love and obedience that shows we belong to him. Trust him to help you follow his beat as you walk through life with him. Our key verse is Colossians 3:2.
"Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth."
And our key thought for today, walk to Jesus' beat. I hope you enjoyed today's Keys for Kids story. We put these stories together to help you make a habit of spending time with God every day. When you grow up to be a teenager, you can keep it up with the Unlock Teen Devotional. It's like Keys for Kids with something to read every day, but it might be a story or a poem or maybe a journal entry from a teen just like you. Get a free printed copy of Unlocked sent straight to you at unlocked.org. As always, I'm Zach. This is Keys for Kids.